from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, in normal times, we'd be talking about this. Folks, this is one of the most historic weeks in presidential history in the United States of America. Ever. Since the founding. And in the middle of that, right, starting with the assassination attempt and going from there, we have the largest IT outage in history. We have the largest IT outage in history, and it's connected to who? CrowdStrike. And they're connected to who? Well, this is basically a company run at the executive level by Obama-era FBI officials, former FBI assistant directors. Do I have your attention now? Huh. And this biggest ever IT outage in history comes in the most historic presidential week ever, right as the coverage should have been of Trump's historic speech, which was amazing. Do I have that correct? I want to make sure I have that correct. Let me tell you a story. Let me go back and make all this make sense. You need to know who CrowdStrike is, okay? Remember the impeachment? The impeachment happened of Donald Trump because of the perfect phone call. What phone call? Remember the time me telling you, nobody's talking about what was said on the phone call. It was just, well, you know, Trump was trying to get Zelensky to help him defeat Biden. That's wrong, wrong, wrong. Okay, cool. But what were they really actually talking about on the phone call? Look, there's a squirrel. What were they talking about on the phone call? What were Trump and the head of Ukraine, Zelensky, talking about on that dang phone call? The DNC server and CrowdStrike. Oh, there's that word again, CrowdStrike. You know, the people who just caused the largest IT outage in history with their conveniently timed oopsie? Their conveniently timed update? Allowing them to see what they could and could not take down with that conveniently timed update? Or maybe it was an accident. I don't know. But I want you to know who they are. CrowdStrike is the architect of the Russia collusion hoax. They were paid by Hillary to do the Russia collusion hoax. Remember 17 intel agencies say, what was that based on? Anybody remember? CrowdStrike. CrowdStrike wrote a report for the FBI claiming that the Russians had attacked them, had attacked the DNC server, had attacked Democrats digitally in order to help Donald Trump, who of course was a Putin stooge trying to take the country over in a coup. And they had attacked the DNC server. They had gotten all the damaging emails. They had taken them to WikiLeaks, said CrowdStrike. And 17 intel agencies agreed and told us that Trump was a Russian stooge. Oh, and by the way, they implied it anyway. And oh, by the way, CrowdStrike said Russia is meddling in this election. Well, CrowdStrike lied. CrowdStrike lied. They were hauled in. We didn't know this at the time. They were hauled into Congress to a committee hearing. And you had to have a security clearance to even sit in this hearing. They set down the leader of CrowdStrike. They said, you know, tell us about the Russian hacking. Tell us about what you're seeing here. You've written a report for the FBI saying, you know, our country, our election is under attack by the Russians. The Democrat Party is under attack by the Russians. Tell us the details. How was the server hacked? And they said, oh, we don't actually know if the server was hacked. Come again? We don't know if the server was hacked. We can't prove it was hacked. Oh, well, then how do you know it was the Russians? Oh, we don't. We just thought if the server ever was hacked, it would be the Russians. Well, that was behind closed doors, you had to have a security clearance to hear it. Republicans knew then, as did Trey Gowdy, who was sitting there, that there was no hacking. Yet they continued, Republicans as well, including Mitch McConnell, to play along with the lie in the narrative that Trump might be a Russian stooge. We had to get to the bottom of it, even though right off the bat they knew CrowdStrike was lying. Now, what did the FBI do here? The FBI, instead of examining the DNC server, instead of tracing, hey, did the Russians actually try to hack it? They just accepted CrowdStrike's report, which they lied in. And that was the basis for the Russia collusion hoax. So there was no hacking, there was no election interference, there was no digital attack, there were no bots or drones. There was none of it. CrowdStrike made it up. Hillary paid him to. That's who CrowdStrike is. Do I have your full attention now? I want to play something. Okay. I want to play Donald Trump calling in to Fox News about the phone call to Zelensky. What was Trump doing? Trump had heard that the DNC server had been moved to Ukraine by CrowdStrike to hide it, because the actual physical DNC server was proof there was no Russia collusion, and it had been moved to Ukraine to hide it. Trump wanted the server back, understandably. So he was saying to Zelensky, you need to help me get that server. Okay. Here's Trump calling into Fox News at the time, telling them, look, Democrats are impeaching me because they got to shut me up. They got to discredit me, or someone might notice that CrowdStrike and the Democrats lied about the server, lied about the Russia collusion. The FBI lied too. They all did it in partnership. And that's why they're trying to impeach me, to distract from this conversation with Zelensky, and probably to distract from the fact that the server was in Ukraine, as Trump believed. Take a listen. This is back then with Trump describing what he was talking to Zelensky about on that call. You'll hear him mention CrowdStrike, which took down, I don't know, you tell me, all that stuff last week. Okay, here we go. I'll play it for you.
Hillary Clinton paid for it, and the Democrats, a lot of it had to do, they say, with Ukraine.
But Mr.
You know,
President,
it's very interesting. It's very interesting. They have the server, right, from the DNC, Democratic National Committee.
Who has the server?
Now, the FBI went in and they told him, get out of here. You're not kidding. We're not giving it to you. They gave the server to CrowdStrike, or whatever it's called, which is a company owned by a very wealthy Ukrainian. And I still want to see that server. You know, the FBI has never gotten that server. That's a big part of this whole thing. Why did they give it to a Ukrainian company?
Well, are you sure they did that? Are you sure they gave it to Ukraine?
Well, that's what the word is, and that's what I asked actually in my phone call, if you know. Right. I mean, I asked it very point blank, because we're looking for corruption. There's tremendous corruption. We're looking for, why should we be giving hundreds of millions of dollars to countries when there's this kind of corruption?
So CrowdStrike made up the Russia collusion hoax and was paid for it by the DNC and Hillary Clinton. And now, just as we're coming off the RNC and they need to blunt incredible job that was done with that RNC, just at this exact moment. Headline, CNBC. Microsoft CrowdStrike issue causes largest IT outage in history. Golly, it's weird. It's so super weird. Or it's a dry run. Now, those of you who listened to this show on Friday heard the phone call from a guy who called in. He said, listen, Tara, I repair debit card machines. This is on Friday. And he says, this didn't start today or in the last 24 hours. He said, we've had these machines going down from the same problem in zone after zone after zone for 3 days. Really? Because the CEO of CrowdStrike is on TV saying it just happened, but don't worry, they're on top of it. It's been going for 3 days. He said it's been going for 3 days. He said it's actually slowed down today. 3 days? You seen that reported anywhere else? No. And he's like, I know. I repair these things. We're going to play that again coming up in the next hour. They let it run for 3 days, y'all. It wasn't an accident. Or if it was, the CEO's lying about the timeline. I'm also going to play you audio of the CrowdStrike CEO visibly uncomfortable when asked how one bug could cripple so much around the world. Wonder what it could do if they really unleashed it. I'm sorry. I mean, if another update was really screwed up or something.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.